South Africa seems to be coming out of the deep recession that's plagued its economy for several years. The country still has a long way to go. The unemployment rate is over 40%. Most of the focus has been on black South Africans, who make up almost all of those out of work. But attention is turning to a growing number of white South Africans without skills or much education. From Johannesburg, NPR's Kenneth Walker reports.
A Salvation Army band plays at a shopping center just outside Johannesburg, trying to drum up support for charity. Besides collecting for its traditional work with poor blacks, the band's also passing the plate for those never seen until now in South Africa. Homeless people who happen to be white.
It's a concern, and I wish we had answers to it. I don't think anybody has an answer to it, except the problem is growing.
The Salvation Army's Captain Len Miller says his group shelters are seeing whole new categories of white homeless people.
At one time, it used to be just strictly men and maybe on occasion families, single-parent families. We're finding now that whole groups of families are coming together, and not only two or three children, it could be a family of four or five.
25-year-old Nick Van Rensburg is one of the growing number of homeless whites here. Van Rensburg was laid off 4 years ago from his job at a machine tool factory. He lost his apartment and hasn't been able to find another job or home since. The place Van Rensburg has chosen to live could not be more aptly named. It's a black squatter camp outside Johannesburg named Madela Kufa, a Zulu term for surrendering to death.
Yeah, it's been an experience for me. So every day is a new learning experience. There's no other place I can stay.
He spends his day sitting and sleeping with a listless pack of dogs and swarms of flies that compete for the open sores on his body. He says the community here has accepted him.
Sometimes people give me money. Yeah, because I'm passive, that's why. Because if I just stand here or sit here, maybe they feel sorry for me, they give me something.
Homeless whites like Van Rensburg are the most visible symptoms of a larger reality.
Undoubtedly, there is a trend for the working class white South African, and in one word, that is a trend of decline.
Dr. Azar Jameen heads an economic think tank. Although he doesn't have any hard figures on the number of white homeless, he notes that unskilled whites are earning less and less each year. And what's worse is that now they must compete for jobs with the black majority.
Essentially, working class white South Africans in the old apartheid regime were protected by the Nationalist Party government, which provided them frequently with disguised employment in the public sector, and which also they were also greatly protected by the apartheid laws, which meant that they could retain jobs which they might otherwise have lost to persons of other color had the apartheid system not been in place.
Some believe that whites who fall through the cracks of the economic system still have an easier time than homeless blacks. Ted Lamini edits a weekly Johannesburg newspaper produced by the homeless.
We discover that sometimes it's being abused, that situation, because you discover that some motorists feel more sympathy towards white homeless people, especially if they've got a kid.
Whether poor white South Africans are having an easier time of it, there are other things to consider. According to John Kane Berman, he runs the South Africa Institute for Race Relations.
What white beggars might feel about stopping at intersections or stopping cars at intersections, well, that's a matter of speculation, but I should imagine that they do feel pretty humiliated for a long time. South Africa was run as a paradise for whites, and there are some pretty heavy costs that are now having to be paid.
As bad as things might be for poor whites, Berman says it's important to keep things in perspective.
The vast majority of the poor in this country, the vast majority of the unemployed, the real victims of low growth are black people in vast quantities. We shouldn't allow what might be happening to white people to blind us to that dominating reality about our social situation.
Another dominating reality is that with an economy only now emerging from a four-year recession, it's likely to be quite some time before any poor South African sees much relief. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Johannesburg.